I'd like to return to the Rush. The last line of the Rush in Simin Aleph, it's interesting how the Rush says such a big kiddush in such a little line, such a small amount of words. Where the Rush says this kiddush, when you do a macha in front of two people, the last line and a half of the Rush, afilu imira shalai imruhu l'shum adam, even if it happened that the Edim didn't repeat it to anybody. Imagine, you say a macha in front of two people, the whole purpose of the macha is that it should get to the marzik. Afilu imira shalai amra l'shum adam have a macha. Kivin shemicha kamaimicha kamaimrachachami. The Rosh says this for a Pashtus. Next week, in Yisrael Hashem, we're going to come back to how to Rosh without any rayas. If it just takes such a thing, Apisvara. I would have thought Apisvara. If there are two Eidim, if I do a Mechon in front of two Eidim, and the two Eidim say Eidis that they didn't tell anybody, I would think it's not a good Mechon. So how the Rosh knew this, so that's it's a Shem discussion for next week when we get into the Shitas Rabbanim. The Stifle is the Kasha on the Rush, and again it's Simin Yud Ches, and the old prince it's Simin Yud Zayin. The Stifle is the Kasha, how do you have a Chetimtza of two Eidim saying Eidis that nobody that Shalein is Parsim Adavar? What's the case? You have here the Balaam of the Marikama is in a different city. There's a field in New York, and the Marikama is in Chicago, and the Marikama goes in front of Reuven and Shimon, and he says, I want to make an official macha that my field in New York is my field, and Pliny is there, shall I could do. Now, the Rush says, Reuven and Shimon come to Bezin, and they say, we didn't tell anybody. So it shouldn't work. So the Stipler, what's the case? Reuven is saying, I didn't tell anybody. But that's only an Eid Echad who says that Reuven didn't tell anybody. It's not even Eid Echad. He's saying about himself, I didn't tell anybody. Shimon doesn't know if Reuven didn't tell anybody. And Reuven doesn't know if Shimon didn't tell anybody. So you don't have two Eidim Shleim Sparsim Hadavar. No, if you want to say, we have an Umdina, then you say something in front of two people, something like this, the word gets around. Now you have witnesses walking in and saying the word didn't get around. How could they say Eidis that the word didn't get around? Each one could say, I didn't spread the word, and the other one could say, I didn't spread the word. But Otu Bekipatalia, were they handcuffed to each other? That they know, each one knows that the other one didn't tell. So what's the whole Rush's case? How do you have a case where one person knows that it was like the Sparse?
They're saying they're not saying that they told. They're telling you that we were told this.
We don't need them to they come into bed and they say, Plenty made a machal. Reuven is saying, why is it no good?
Because I didn't tell anybody.
So then maybe the other person told.
I did not tell anybody.
Do I need you to tell?
That's the whole point of the Mechon.
Maybe he told.
Then you only have one person. If he told it to one person.
So that you're saying depends on the Tosis Halama test. This is the Stipus Kasha. Stipus Kasha is that each one can only say this. He didn't spread the word. He doesn't know if the other one didn't spread the word. So how is that a good Eidus? So Zachta Stipler. We declared yesterday if to spread the word you need two people talking or one person talking. Tosis Halama test on the day said that ilav mishum sahadusa havesagi bechad the chaver chaver is like really it's enough to tell one person and the word gets around. You don't need to tell two. You tell one person the word gets around. Why do you need two? Because you have to have two Edim that he told one person. He says, like Tysus, this kasha is a good kasha. You need two Edim that there was a macha. You have two Edim, there was a macha. And you don't have two Edim, that was like the sparsing. The Rosh has to argue with Tysus. The Rosh will hold that a pirsum only comes from two people. If a pirsum only comes from two, so then it makes sense that when we walk into Bezdin, Reuven says, I didn't tell anybody. So if I didn't tell anybody, it ruins the macha. Shimon says, I didn't tell anybody. All you need, if one of the two doesn't tell anybody, so now there are no two people spreading the word. It's like the stipler, the Rosh has to hold that you need two people spreading the word. So if you need two people spreading the word, so if each one says, I didn't tell anybody, then that's good enough. And that works. I can be made on myself that I didn't tell anybody. I'm not a baldover. I don't stand to gain or lose. I'm not a baldover. I'm the person, just like a shliach could say this if he did the shlichus. If he doesn't stand to gain or lose by it, he could say he didn't say. Now, the truth is, if you think about it, the stipler technically is 100% accurate. I wonder, when we say, if you want to spread the word, you have to tell two people, what's the difference if you tell one person or two people? If you tell one person, like I said yesterday, 5 minutes later, it's only a 5 minute difference. How long does it take for him to tell somebody something? How long does it take? You tell somebody something interesting? So it depends. If you're a big base medrash, it takes 2 minutes, right? He goes to the next guy and he tells the next person. 5 minutes. What's the difference if I tell one person or two people? Let's say I want to spread the word. Why would you rather tell two people than one person? Huh? I think it's only because you're afraid. If you tell one person, he may punk not tell anybody, no? Isn't that why? Like, what's the difference if you tell two people or one person? Huh? Spreads twice as fast. I understand, but is that the point here that it has to spread?
Maybe one of the people is going to tell a bunch of people, but it's not going to go the right way. It won't come back around.
But it seems to me, if you tell one person, if the assumption is that everyone spreads it, if you tell one person, it takes them 5 minutes to tell somebody, so it's only 5 minutes. Benefit. 5 minutes later, you already have two people. Now, if you tell two people, then you have four people. I mean, it goes faster, I agree. But as far as having two people, the way I understood, the reason you should have to tell two people is, like, it's a safety thing. Maybe one of them is not going to talk about it. And then the other one will talk about it. The person adover, if you hold you need two, and one person says, I didn't tell anybody, is he saying that Lo Nisparsim Adavar? No, he's just saying, I didn't tell anybody. He's not saying that it wasn't a successful person. So I don't understand. The stipler's terence was that the Rosh holds you have to tell two people. So if one of them says, hey, this, I didn't tell anybody, bang, the whole thing is finished. So that's the Rosh saying, the Chiddush, that Afal Pi Kein, it's good. He did what he had to do. But I don't understand the stipler's terence, because if you're going to tell two people in order to make a pirsum, and one of them says, I didn't tell anybody, you still don't know that no pirsum was accomplished. It still could be there was a pirsum. The whole reason you're telling two people is in case one person is not matzliach to be a mefarsim. She's sparsim adav.
Make the macha the ram in front of Aiden. It's not just that he has to make the macha. He has to show the Aiden is making the macha. They should be the ones that he's making the macha. They don't allow it to go further.
One doesn't allow it to go further. Why is it a
machal? Because machal by definition means that two people are not telling it.
Is that the pshat? You need two people to tell? Or pshat is you say it in front of two people, so you'll be sure it'll get out.
Okay?
Okay,
what? Saying that the whole pshat of the machal is not to show that it has to get to the show, but I don't really want the point. And Akhanami, we have this as well, obviously has to get around to make a point to show that I don't want it.
That's for sure. But when he's explaining the rush that the rush holds, you need a person from two people. Not only you need a machal in front of two people, you need a person from two people. Right? That's
the difference. To show that I don't want.
So I have to say in front of two people. I didn't know that he's not going to be in class. It's not talking that I made him a fire. I said, keep your secret.
He's saying I made him. Not going to help. Even if he gets around, one person in front of two people.
Why?
No, he doesn't get around.
No, but I said it in front of two people. Later, it's Ms. Barra that one of the two didn't say anything. So why should that matter? It shouldn't matter. Because if one of them didn't say it, well, that's why I did it in front of two people. So if one doesn't say it, the other one will say it.
Everybody asked, why can't you say it to one person?
Yeah, I was listening sort of rhetorically that why can't say, well, why do you need to instead of one? It's to make sure the word gets out. Memela, I'm asking on the rush, on the stipler, what's the stipler saying? That if one person says, I didn't tell, it wasn't the sparsing. What do you mean it wasn't the sparsing? It was still the sparsing through the other. Okay, Akoponim, the stipler writes that he asked this kasha to the Chazainish. The Chazainish answered the different teretz. So the Chazainish told him that each aid is believed with a pesha asa. That each aid who says, I didn't tell anybody, even though he's only one person, he's believed because he's pesha asa, pesha eta. He could say, look, I'm the one who says you made a macha, and I'm the one who says I didn't spread the word. So the male, he's believed with a pesha asa, which is also a chiddush. Because the pesha asa is only that I didn't tell anybody. I don't know shalei nisparsim adavar. I don't know that the other person didn't tell. But the Chazanish is saying, afal pi kein, each one has a pesha asa, each one's believed, and one's they're believed, so we know neither of them told. So that's the Rosh's case. That's his about Kopanim, we have klor from Taisvis on Lamites, that only one person has to actually spread the word, and you need to aid him outside Usa. So that's the Chavir explain. Now before I go weiter, there's a Rashi here, the Rashi of Uhud Bebalav, which Derech Agav is a Chiddush. Rashi Hasan Uhud Bebalav Amar Rachmanon. Rashi says that you have to be in front of the Balabas when you say Adis, that his animal kicked. Why do you have to be in front of him? So Pasha is because there's a pasuk. What about Rashi here says a chiddush. I don't know if he says it any place else in Shas, or this is the only place. But he says, why do you need b'fnei abaylim? So about halfway through the Rashi, he says, b'inim b'fnei abaylim. Why? Sheyedu litayin ulahakish ha'edim ulay v'acherim v'azimon. Rashi saying a svara for the Gzeres HaKasid. We once mentioned last year that in Chashim Mishpat we say svaras. Not every Gzeres HaKasid has a svara, but if there's an easy svara, even though we don't say Talmud Dekra by mitzvahs, but in Chashim Mishpat if there's a svara, we always understand Chashim Mishpat to go up his svara. Rashi says, but who Baba Allah is a svara? That why do you need to say Eidus in front of him? So you should be able to ask questions and contradict and bring witnesses. That's why you need the Bahud Babalov. Aidim could be believed in people, yeah. But here, why would they? In which case are you referring to? Believe me that I was quiet. Because I could have spread it. See, that's not really, that amigo doesn't work. Amigo has to be that if I'm lying, and I want to ruin his edus, I could do it a different way. To say, believe me, I didn't say it because I could have said it, is not amigo. Amigo works that I could have accomplished it through a different way, so believe me when I'm accomplishing it this way. You can't say I could have done the opposite, and that's amigo to do it this way. Found? So. And Rashi says, would the ball of ears so that he could time it. So Bukhanan has a great kasha in the Kavishur. Hard kasha to answer. Yes, on Rashi, that Gemara says in Bava Kama, I think on that Mem Hey on the days, we learn out, Kamisa Sabailam Kach Misa Sashar. Gemara says that when you say Eidis, on a Shar Haniskal, to give this Shar Skila, the Shar has to be brought into Bezdin. The animal actually has to physically be in Bezdin. Just like if you're saying Eidis to give a human being Skila, human being has a Vavuiva Bailam, he has to be in Bezdin. Or to make him pay, he has to be in Bezdin. The same thing, a Shar has to be in Bezdin if you're saying Eidis to give the Shar Skila. Stum, the Shar is going to be in Bezdin, he's not going to know how to be Makhish to Eidin, no? You bring your Shar into Bezdin. Rashi says, why do you come to Bezdin? So if the Eidim are lying, you could contradict them. How does that work with a Shar? That makes you laugh, no? What?
Like plug.
So they're Isaac. But the Kana, they're saying like plug. No, the Gittera says, you say this about someone, he has to be in Bezdin. So, if you say it's Gzeres HaKasav, I'm very happy. It's Gzeres HaKasav, so it applies to Shvarim as well. But if you're going to say, like Rashi does, that the reason the person has to be in Bezdin is so he could contradict the Eidim, why do you need the Shar in Bezdin? The Shar can't contradict anybody. Oh, so he has to be in Bezdin, you can identify the Shar. But that's true all the time. There's not Dr. Shar Niskal. If I say this Yashar 8 and Chayiv Shein, I have to identify the Shar. So to bring the Shar so I identify him is easy. But a din of a Huad, the Bailov, that he has to be in Bezdin, very, very strange. So Buchanan, because of the Chaymer HaKusha, says the Teretz, I mean, the Kasha is very stark, the Kasha. So Buchanan says the Teretz. He says that normally it would be enough to be in Bezdin just for the Gemar Din, for the last minute. Al Tzgzeres HaKosov, that you have to be in Bezdin, it's enough to be there, B'shas the Gemar Din. And Taka by a Shar, it's enough. Rashi is saying that by the Bailim, they also there, B'shas Kabbalah Sa'edis. Because since Bailim are able to contradict the witnesses, so therefore, by human beings, not Shvarim, by human beings who have Seichel, they're there even b'shas Kabbalah Seidus, so they can contradict the Eidim. V'hu ad v'valo, they're there b'shas Tehadot. The Shar, in Achinami, Rashi's Maida, the Shar does not have to be there b'shas Kabbalah Seidus. As a Gzeres HaKasev, it's enough, the Shar will be there the last minute, and that's good enough. How you know if we're makish the shar to the bailim to make such a chilek? How Rashi knew to make it? I don't know, but the nechum arakushya. It's an interesting thing that in American law they have the same law. It's, as a matter of fact, it goes back to the Constitution. There's a right of a accused to face his accuser. It's part of the Bill of Rights, if I remember correctly. Anybody in law school? I think there's a right in American law of an accused person to face his accuser. There's a certain assumption, like Rashi says, that he will be machish as the Eidim. In America, you can't give secret witness without facing the accused person. And all right, like a lot of things, it's taken stuff from the Chochmas Satayr. All right, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Gemara asks a new kasha. Remeya. Who's Remeya? Remeya da'ama arichit nigichaysav chayiv kiriv nigichaysav leikoshke. But first let me tell you, Remeya, we had a chayshu mishpat. We had in Bava Kama. Remeya holds that a muwid doesn't have to be tamayel shalshayim. The Torah says tamayel. He kicked today, yesterday, 3 days, and 2 days ago. Three times in a row. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you need 3 days in a row. Remeya says, Richit Nigichais of Chayiv, Kirv Nigichais of Laikoshke, that even three in 1 day. So therefore the Gemara asks, you're learning it from Shara Muid. The Remeya Dama Richit Nigichais of Chayiv, Kirv Nigichais of Laikoshke, Ochla Tlasa Peri Bechagila, Kagain Te'ena, Lavi Chazaka, give me the Shara Muid. I'm sorry, give me the Teres. Lavi Chazaka, it should be a good Chazaka. Three in 1 day should also be good. So the Gemara answers, no, do me the Shara Muid. My Shara Muid, beaten at this day, Lahai Negicha, less Lahai Negicha, the seven Negichas. If the Shara is having one fight with another animal and kicks it twice, that's one Negicha. It's not two Negichas. It's the same thing here. Hachinami, beaten at this Lahai Peira, less Lahai Peira. We're going to have Ram, the Simashin Yadalit, Sukkot Yadimot. Issachashim. We learned the Rama Rutenberg's Chiddush. Rama Rutenberg holds that if you're starting to say Mashiach Ruach Amored HaGoshem, you don't have to wait 30 days to be a muzik that you're saying it right. If you say it in 1 day, the same amount of times, that would be 30 days, that would be good. I mentioned last time 90 times. It's not really 90 times. There's a tshuva of some cipher, Arachayim Simon Chav, in which he says that it's really not 90 times. How many times is it? So he makes a cheshbon how many times you have in 30 days. How many musafim do you have in 30 days? So you have the 8 days of Pesach, is eight. The 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, is 10. And then you have three Shabbos. This one Shabbos will be in Pesach. Three Shabbos is 13. So how many times is that? That's 90 times plus an extra 13 to Musaf. You say Mashiach Ruach HaMelech Hashem is 103. But you have to deduct on the first day you start saying Mashiach Ruach HaMelech Hashem, you say it, you start by Musaf. You have to deduct two for Mariv and Shachris in the 30 days. So he says, in 30 days, you have 101 times. He's going on the page of some cipher. Yeah, he's a good question. So he says, it's 103 times, minus 2 is 101. We know the Gemara says, Eina daima shayna pirka imeya pamim, shayna pirka imeya ba'achad. Chazal ha-kabbalah, 101 times, you remember things better. It's Hashem, as soon as I finish Shas 101 times, I'll expect to remember the whole thing. And 101 times, that's how many times you need. So Sefer says you need 101 times, that's the 30 days. So yes, in the same Talmud, what?
So
right?
It's also, it's
each thing, I guess the Lashon of the Maram Rutenberg was by Merit Atal. So he's going, the Maram Rutenberg is Lashon. It's Taka Meduyek, I look, the Lashon is not 90 times. The Lashon is Kaminyan Ha'apamim, that you say it in 30 days. So, anyway, he says it's 101 times. But, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a tzad upon me, for the Mishnah Berurah. But anyway, whichever way it is. According to some second, you need 101. But actually, the Rama Rutenberg said, what's my proof that you could do it? Maybe you have to spread it over 30 days. Who says you could do it in 1 day? He says, his raya is, Richit Nichais of Chayiv, Kirim Nichais of Lekoshke. Just like a Shara Muid. Shara Muid, you could do it 3 days, you could do it 1 day. So same thing, you could do it 30 days, you could do it 1 day. In fact, the Magen Avraham Akasha, 1 minute. That's Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rashi here brings Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of Gemara, argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to spread it out over 3 days. And by Shara Muid, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So, well, what's this Maram Rinberg being a raya from Rameyer? Rameyer, we don't pass that Rameyer. So what's your raya? What's your raya from that you could say it all in one day? Good kasha. Other rabbis, you raya for Rabbi Yehuda that you have to spread it over 30 days. So Magen Avraham says a teretz. And there's a Chumas Noi de Yehuda, Narachayim, Simcha Vav, who also is very bothered by the Kasha, says a similar teretz, slightly different. They both say that Rabbi Yehuda is moided to Rameya in the Svara, that normally, if you spread things out, it's good. If you shorten it, it's also good. First, I'll tell you the way Magen Avraham says it. If you have time, we'll get to the Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Magen Avraham. Rabbi Yehuda holds a shor is different. Why? Because Dilma, his lashon is Dilma Tivna Hu Denokulei. Tivna means Shigayah, in the Mishagas. Maybe a shor in one day, did it three times, maybe that day, it had bellyache that day. It had some Mishagas that day, so it saw something that got it agitated. I don't know, it had a fight with its wife the morning or something. Shvarim have a fight with their wife. So, you know, he had a bad mood that day. So, Rabbi Yehuda is maida in the etzem inyan. That you get in the habit of something briefly, just as much as spread out over time. He's only arguing this nekuda that by shor you can't prove it. Shor is different. The shor is that kicked. It could be there's a svara that Dilma Tivna who did not get laid. Maybe it was a special reason. In Cain, Rabbi Yehuda is maida really to the etzem svara, and since he's maida to the etzem svara, that generally things you get addicted to in 30 days you get addicted to in one day. So he's maida to the idea that kiruv and michik, that's of svara, and that's why the Rami Rittenberg's raya is a good raya. Now, on the way the Magen Avraham says it, so some of the guys in Shir gave me a hard time. Yet yesterday I showed this Magen Avraham to some of you, and they timed it that the same thing by a field. If so, Rabbi Yehuda should time that in a field. Rabbi Yehuda would say that in a field maybe they make a machad one year because that year he was ill or maybe something happened in one shot. Maybe when it's in a briefer period of time, like Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you should say the same time then as the Magen Avraham. And we're going to see soon that Rabbi Yehuda is made in certain cases to the idea of care of the Gechaisav. By a field, by a stasta, he's made it. So, I'll add the Nei Yehuda. If when you work it through, the Nei Yehuda suits you better. Nei Yehuda also says that Rabbi Yehuda is made normally to Rameya. Why is Shar different? So Nei Yehuda gives a different reason. It says if you look at the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Rabbi Yehuda time is that by Zava, a Zava becomes a Zava Gedayla, she becomes a woman who leads Shiva Nikia. If she sees Dam three straight days. There, if she sees Dam three times in one day, she's not a Zava. To be a Zava, it has to be spread over 3 days. That's Rabbi Yehuda's time to Rameya. He says, Zava Techiach. That Zava has to be spread over 3 days. So to Rabbi Yehuda is minded to Rameya in the Metzius. That Kirvi Gechaisav, if you do something a shorter period of time, you get in the habit. He just holds that the Xeris HaKosav by Zava, that you have to spread it over 3 days. And from there we learn out that anything else that it says in the Torah, 3 days, it's Yechiach, it's a Limud. That you can't shorten it. If the Torah says 3 days, we learn from Zava that it's Dafka. It's Xeris HaKosav. What? can learn, because there's no, you can't say that I learn from Zava just like you become a Zava three times, the Shvarim becomes a Zava three times. You need a pasuk of Tumal Shulshayim to know that Shvarim have such a nature. There's no Svar, the nature of the Shvarim, the nature of the Zava the same. But once it says three, it says Zava Yechid. So that is a little better because he makes it Zer Sakasim. But in Svar, Rabbi Yehuda's Maida to Remeya. Either way, the Maram Rutenberg's defense is that Maram Rutenberg says Rabbi Yehuda's really Maida to Remeya's Etzem Shita. As I can't, this is what it says in Magen Avraham, Rabbi Yehuda, everything is good. Rabbi Yehuda's Betzem Maida to Remeya and Svara, Shar is different. Either like the Rabbi Yehuda, Zer Sakasim, or like the Magen Avraham. I saw the shame of some cipher that he has to cash on this Magen Avraham, which will be shown in the Lady Behuda too. And it's from the Maram Rutenberg. How could you say Rabbi Yehuda's Maida to Reb Meir in the Etzem Inyan that if you do something in a shorter period of time, it works? How can you say his Maida? Look at the Gemara in Cheskes Habatim. The Gemara asks, Ula Reb Meir. It should be a chazakah. Why is the Gemara saying Ula Reb Meir? According to you, Reb Yehuda's Maida. The Gemara should say Adkan Lepala Reb Yehuda Ela Bashar. But over here, he should be Maida. And Rashi says Beferish, the Gemara's kasha is dafka like Reb Meir. So it's a trainer on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham and the Reb Yehuda and Rabbi Rutenberg are all saying the Reb Yehuda is really Maida to Reb Meir in the Etzem Svar. He's only arguing in the specific case of Shar. From this Gemara, you see not that way. Gemara says Ula Reb Meir. I don't know where the Sam Sefer is inside. I saw it in the Beis Lechem Yehuda. It says B'Shem Dach Sam Sefer. Is there a Sam Sefer on Baba Basra? I don't know. I looked at the Chuvis and I looked in his Agoyes and Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. That's how I found the other Sam Sefer that says the 101 times. I was looking for this one. But, okay. Anyway, let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara has a rule that to be three achilas, it has to be separate. In fact, the Gemara, Achla tlasa peri b'tlasa yaimika in slav, lahavi chazaka. There, the peris, not like a teina, there they get ripe separately. So it should be a good, if I eat everything that's ripe today, everything that's ripe a different day, everything that's ripe a different day, three times should be a chazaka. Hasam peri miya isa umigmahu dekagamar v'azal. It's still one crop. You learn this Gemara, you have to understand what's going on. The Gemara is not just asking tzlaf, aspasta, teina. It's defining a crop. What's taich a crop? Le'er b'shma, you need three crops, three achilas. What's the taich crop? It's like the Gemara, it has to be bidna, the lesalai, isalai, lesalai. If you have a bush, a berry bush, and some berries get ripe early, some get ripe later, that's all one crop, it's not three. Just because you come different days and pick, that doesn't count. In fact, the Gemara, if still, Achla tlasa peri b'tlasin yaymi kagan aspasta lahavi chazaka. If you ate, the Gemara first is talking about aspasta in 30 days. If you ate the aspasta where different ones grow separately, it should be a chazaka. The Gemara hechidam. The kadach v'achol, the kadach v'achol. That's not a normal way of eating it. And we're going to see that you have to eat it in the normal way. So Gemara says you're right, but if you eat aspasta 1 month, second month, third month, let it be a chazaka. So Gemara, you're right. Man halchi yusha bishmal, Rabbi Shmuel lachinami. Rabbi Shmuel Taki is a chazaka with three times as fast. That now Rabbi Shmuel I'm at Varmav Sada Lavan, of the Sada Ilan, Konis Tuasai, Masa Kaseisa, Konis Kaitsai, Hari Elu Gimel Shom. End of Rabbi Shmuel. We're saying that like Rabbi Shmuel, it's Taka true. If you eat aspasta, if you go into a field, and you have the aspasta 1 month, second month, third month, so that's already in Taisis on the Amid Aleph, that's three crops, and Mamela, it's three achilas, and Yitaka have a chazaka, 3 months. That's why Taisa said on the Amud Aleph that by normal things you need achila chashuva shiyud beis chaydish in middle. But as pasta, this is a normal achila. Now, two nekudas. First of all, I'm going to tell you something. It's late. I just want you to take my word for it. If you want, we can argue about it later. But I think it's pashut, and I think we'll find it in the Rishayim, that if you go to a tvua field, or you go to a tobacco field, that's not normal to make aspasta, and you plant aspasta for 3 months, it's not a chazaka. We're talking here about an aspasta field. We're talking about such a field where you plant aspasta. So you have to realize a person who travels out of town, he asks about his field, he has a tvua field, he doesn't have to check in his field for 3 months. Someone's going to come along and make himself a chazak in 3 months, he should have made a mecha, or he should have made a mecha. So I think pshat is, and we'll see later, Yitz Hashem, that you have to eat a field the way it's normal to eat it. Whatever that field is normally, the way it's normally eaten. Now there'll be cases later, or there'll be nafkaminis, and we'll have to see if I'm right. But that's with me, it is that way. There's one loose thread hanging in the Shittim HaKubetzes, B'Shem D'Rajba. Yes, Akasha. After today, next week, we start the Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold 3 years. Zman, it's not Achila. Today we're talking about Rishmo, Sholesh Achilois. How do you define an Achila? A crop. Aspasta, 3 months. A crop that's... Beis HaShachin, 3 years. Beis HaBaal, 18 months. Everything has its own zman. Question is, what about a house? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, how long does it take to get a chazaka in a house? We say 3 years. Why 3 years? What's a crop in a house? You need three achilas. Make it taste a year. If it takes you a year, where does it come to be a year? Maybe it's half a year as an achila. Maybe a month. We pay rent once a month. Maybe it should be a month. So, God's good. I have no problem like the Rabbanon. They say it's man, it's 3 years. But how do you decide on a on everything else? What about a store? Now, most stores today are open a whole year. But what about stores that are seasonal stores? How many achilas? You have to have 3 years on the store, or 3 seasons. How does it work? Not. It's the Rashba has this problem. How do you define achilas light Rabbi Shmuel by things that are not crops? He writes, and this would make major problems for us if we pass on Rabbi Shmuel. He says the reason a house is a year is the derech is to rent a house for a year. That's how people rent apartments. Derech is to rent it for a year. Now, in the Rajba's time, maybe it was a derech to rent an apartment for a year. I don't think today people rent apartments. If somebody tells you only get the apartment for a year, most people aren't going to take it. What? No. 30 days. What? To put up mezuzah and rent an apartment, it's shloshim yom. Shloshim yom. Taisa says it's marasayim. Taisa says, but Taisa holds itself marasayim. It looks like you're living. It looks like you're owning it. Anyway, the Rajba says it was the derech to rent for a year, which all right. It seems that Rabbi Shmuel, the way the Rajba is learning, you have to look in every place. What's the derech? And in America, most people what? The
Rajba says it's in very public. 3 years,
not 3 years. 3 years. That's 1 month. I don't know what the season is. Well, Rabbi Shmuel, why 3 years? What's the vart of a year? Rashi's not answering the question. The Mishnah says it's Eisa Peres Tadi.
The same,
Rabbi Shmuel's Makar is Ishar Amulid. He's not arguing Tanakam. Makar is Ishar Amulid. Now, Beis HaShalchin, I understand. 3 years is 3 crops. It's Eisa Peres Tadir. I need 12 months each crop. I need 3 years.
There's no...
Yeah, but a Beis HaShachin, we know, it's nice to pair as Tadeh, but you plant it and it grows. You plant it, it grows. So that's the problem, Mechut Sais. How do you figure Mechut Sais? That's the right
thing.
Why 3 years?
That's the time. That's the Gemara.
What's
3 years?
The Gemara is answering, but with Babai, Shara Muid, just like Shara Muid is three Achilas, we need here three Nikichas, here we need three Achilas. So why Stama a year? Okay. Akopanim, this is Rabbi Shmuel. On Sunday we start the Sheet of the Rabbanim.